been shaken up at a revival. A few say things like, "Lord of mercy." Others joke and laugh. Finally, we make it to the front door. I hand Polly Rankin $4 and glance down at Tara. Legs crossed, she's bouncing like crazy. Polly pulls the pipe out of his mouth. "Hey, the kid doesn't have to go, does she?" "Do you?" I ask her, not intending to sound as mean as it comes out. She shakes her head, making her two tiny blonde ponytails flop like puppy ears. "She better not," says Polly. He rubs his chin and watches her suspiciously as we climb the trailer steps. I grit my teeth and repeat Polly's warning, "You better not." The cramped trailer smells like Pine Sol and Lemon Pledge, and it's dark except for a lamp and sunlight slipping between the crack in the curtains. A drape hangs at one end, hiding the space behind it. And in the middle of the trailer sits the largest human being I've ever seen. Zachary Beaver is the size of a two-man pup tent. His short black hair tops his huge moon face like a snug cap that's two sizes too small. His skin is pale as buttermilk, and his hazel eyes are practically lost in his puffy cheeks.